Now in her new cookbook, our next guest writes about comfort food that's healthy, practical, and takes into account all the aspects of what it means to be a home cook, including how many dishes you're going to have to do after. She says feeding yourself and feeding the ones you love should help alleviate stress, not create more. The book includes vegan and vegetarian options, 11 recipes for chicken, and a whole section dedicated to simple dressings and sauces. And she tackles what it means to nourish your body with food and your own relationship to food. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your take on healthy comfort food? Have you adapted some maybe family favorite recipes to fit your dietary restrictions, your own health needs? What questions do you have for Julia? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Julia Tershin is a food writer, host of the podcast Keep Calm and Cook On, and author of several cookbooks. She also founded the inclusive digital directory of women and non-binary people in food called Equity at the Table. Her new cookbook is called Simply Julia, 110 recipes for healthy comfort food. Julia, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here today and to talk to you about this book.
Before we get into some recipes from the book, Julia, I want to talk a little bit about your approach to food and health. This is something you've thought a lot about and talked a lot about. I know for a lot of us, our relationship with food starts in for different reasons with stress and anxiety. How are you trying to help us work through that?
Sure. You know, I really believe that the world is pretty stressful. Life is pretty stressful. And I think the kitchen is the last place where we need to experience stress. And I know that cooking at home is something that causes a lot of people a lot of anxiety. And for me, it's where I feel my calmest. You know, it's where I feel most in control, most capable of, you know, providing something really nourishing for myself and my family. So that's what I try to get across to my readers. And for me, that's part of just like a really healthy relationship to cooking and eating. And that's definitely what I consider to be part of what it is to be healthy, to have like an ease with just feeding yourself. I think, you know, in today's culture, cookbooks and food TV and stuff, I think a lot of people feel a little bit intimidated, feel like they have to make stuff really fancy or expensive. And I just think simple food is really good. And I think it's really valuable.
And let's talk about the concept of healthy comfort food. Because I know at different times in my life when I've been stressed, you know, comfort food might be an awesome bowl of soup that I made the other day. That's really healthy. Or at some points it might have been, you know, hitting those pizza rolls and throwing them in the toaster oven. That's, you know, yummy, but maybe not so healthy. How can we steer ourselves so that comfort response is still good stuff, even if it doesn't, as you say, take tons and tons of effort?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I'm not mad at your pizza rolls. I think if they made you feel, you know, like happy and taken care of, I think that's valuable. I try not to assign food any label, like good or bad or clean or dirty or anything. I basically define healthy comfort food as food that makes us feel not just comforted, but comfortable. Like, when do you feel most comfortable in your body? You know, and maybe that's like a pizza roll now and then. Maybe it's some ice cream now and then. Maybe it's also, you know, like a really warm, nice bowl of soup, you know, a big thing of salad and vegetables that makes you feel really energized. You know, I think it's all these things. I think there's room for all of it. And I think it's just feeling, yeah, this combination of both comforted and comfortable.
Now we're going to hit a couple recipes in a minute. But Julia, one theme I got looking through a lot of your recipes is at first glance, oh, this looks like it's going to be complicated. And then I read the recipe and I keep wanting to turn the page. Oh, no, that was it. You really do try to make stuff that even, you know, not a pro, you know, a non-pro like me is going to be able to do and accomplish and have it come out pretty good.
Yeah, I'm really, really glad to hear that came through. You know, this book is called Simply Julia and, you know, it's really simple. These are really easy recipes. And I, you know, again, I just think stress is like the worst thing you could bring into your kitchen. And I think that really good, wonderful food is within all of our reach. I don't think things have to take a lot of time. I don't think you have to wash a lot of dishes, as you mentioned early on. Like, these things are really important to me because I think as home cooks, we do so much. You know, we're not just making the meal. We're also shopping for it. We're cleaning up. And I just want to make that experience as like easy and effortless as possible. So, yeah, I'm glad the recipes felt like you could make them because, you know, I know you can. I know I don't really know you, but I know you can make them.
I really could, yeah. It is Food Friday. We're talking to Julia Tertian about her new cookbook, Simply Julia, 110 Recipes for Healthy Comfort Food. You can call in at 800-642-1234. Tell us what comfort food means to you, what healthy comfort food means to you. If there's a dish you've turned to in tough times, like, say, a global pandemic, and if you find that cooking helps relieve your stress, call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Okay, Julia, you shared a few recipes with us. We've got these up at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's start with one of those chicken recipes I mentioned. This one is sticky chicken. Looks really good. Tell us the story behind this one.
Sure. So this was a dish that I tried for the first time. It was a number of years ago, about 8 years ago, and I was with my now wife, Grace, and we were on basically one of our like first dates, and we ended up at a friend of a friend's house, and that friend of a friend's mom served us what's called sticky chicken, and we just all loved it. And I just tracked down the recipe, and the version I offer in the cookbook is just, it's so simple and it's so good. I've heard from so many friends, especially with like little kids who are just like loving it. And you basically just cut up some chicken. You could use chicken breast or chicken thighs, whatever. You brown them in a pan with a little bit of oil and salt and pepper. And then you just add the sauce that's made of all like pantry staple ingredients, like a little bit of ketchup, a little garlic, a little soy sauce. It's just these really simple ingredients that come together to make this like sticky, delicious, like glaze on the chicken. And, you know, you can serve it with like a bunch of vegetables. There's extra sauce there, maybe some rice, and you'll have a really healthy, really fresh meal that took very little effort. But the sauce is so good, and it just makes it kind of fun and exciting. And to me, again, these are parts of what it feels like to feel healthy. It's to feel like you're having fun. You know, there's joy and pleasure. Like, to me, that's a huge part of healthy food. It shouldn't be like a punishment.
And you solve one of my most common pratfalls. When I cube chicken and then sear it in a pan, I'm not that bright. I'll put it in the pan. I'm like, oh, there's no room. I keep cramming it in there and then cook it. And then it like, you know, it takes too long and it doesn't get cooked evenly. You have this amazing solution where you do half of it, take it out, and then do the other half. Just simple little tips like that can really save us a lot of heartache, it seems like.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're going to get more flavor because you'll get all that browned, you know, surface on the chicken as opposed to like steaming the chicken. And it's going to take the same amount of time because just as you said, if you cram it all into the pan at once, it's going to take longer. So you just split it into two and, you know, it works out. So, yeah, I'm glad that helped.
Is this something you do a lot? Like occasionally I'm able to solve my own problems, but do you like look for those like little simple fixes to solve those little everyday problems we might run into when we're cooking?
I mean, I think you just, you know, gave me my perfect way to describe what I do for a living. I've never said it that clearly. That's exactly what I do. And it's what I love to do. I take so much pleasure in figuring out those little moments because I think they help unlock the kitchen. You know, the only reason I know these things or think of them is because I've been cooking for so long. I've been a daily home cook for so many years and I've been interested in cooking my whole life. So that's the only thing that, you know, sets me apart maybe from anyone else is just how much time I've spent doing it. So I'm always looking for these little things. And it's what I love about cooking because you can find these little things like every day. It's really, I think it's fun.
We're talking to Julia Tertian, food writer and host of the podcast Keep Calm and Cook On. Her new cookbook is called Simply Julia, 110 Recipes for Healthy Comfort Food. You can join this Food Friday conversation at 800-642-1234. What is your go-to comfort food when you want to make something at home? Maybe something that's quick and easy and still really awesome and that really hits the spot or puts a good end to what might have been a rough day leading up to it. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. Or maybe you've found your own solution to a problem you've had in the kitchen or learned a tip from someone else you want to share. 800-642-1234 is the number or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Find a recipe for that sticky chicken at WPR.org/Food Friday. Or a couple more we're going to talk about, a hand pie, an everything bagel style hand pie. That sounds pretty good. And this one I want to make maybe this weekend, orange and Greek yogurt cake. That's coming up. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday talk with Julia Tershin, host of the podcast Keep Calm and Cook On, author of the new cookbook. It's called Simply Julia, 110 Recipes for Healthy Comfort Food. Still time for you to join in if you'd like. Does anybody have a favorite comfort food to make at home for yourself, for your family? For yourself and the family's gone. I've got some of those. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Find recipes at WPR.org/Food Friday. Julia, let's get into another one of those recipes you shared with us. These hand pies, everything bagel style hand pies. And at first I pictured, oh, I'm just using bagels to make these. No, but you're coating them like that everything bagel. Tell us about these guys.
Sure. These are so fun. This is definitely one of the most fun recipes in the book. So you make this really, really simple dough. And this is a really great recipe if you are, you know, really interested in baking, but maybe you haven't had much experience or you're a little bit intimidated, because this is a very forgiving, very easy dough, very satisfying to make. So it's made of just some flour with a little, you know, salt and baking soda, and then just some yogurt. And you mix that together. You don't have to let it rise. Like, nothing needs to happen. You just mix it up like you're making, you know, Play-Doh. And then you roll it out into circles, and you fill each one with a mixture of scrambled eggs and scallions. That said, you could fill these with anything. Mm-hmm. I wanted these to be like a breakfast hand pie, but you could do like vegetables and cheese, whatever you want. You're making like a little calzone, basically. So then you fold over the dough like a, you know, kind of like a half moon, and you brush it with some egg, and you sprinkle it with everything bagel seasoning, which you can buy from the store. You know, it's pretty available these days, or you can, you know, mix up your own. You pop them in the oven, and it is just, it's the most wonderful, like, handheld, totally portable breakfast. Everyone loves these, and it's really nice because you can customize them. You know, you could add bacon to someone's, you could add cheese, you know, you can make it whatever you want.
And that's going to impress people, right? Because I've been at, like, fancy little bakeries that sell hand pies, and, like, they're the awesomest things in the world when I buy them. So are people pretty blown away when you just serve them up at a table?
I really feel like people are, and they're surprised by them, which is like a really nice feeling, you know, like it's, you know, it's breakfast, it's eggs and basically it's a little bread, you know, like toast or a bagel, but it's so fun and it just takes people by surprise. And I just think that's a really nice feeling to offer.
That's pretty cool. And now, speaking of breakfast, you've got the other recipe you shared with us is on that magical borderline between breakfast and dessert. And I'm always happy to be there. The orange and Greek yogurt cake. And this one mixes, it looks like it's easier or as easy to make as like a zucchini bread. Easier because you don't have to grate a zucchini.
Exactly.
Tell us about this cake.
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. Yeah. Yeah, this is exactly as you described. It's so easy to make. And it's like a, you know, a nice kind of quick bread, like a loaf, exactly like a zucchini bread, a banana bread in that spirit. And it's made really simply of just some eggs, again, some Greek yogurt, a little olive oil is in this, which keeps it really moist. And then you add some fresh orange juice and zest. I just combined those words. and just enough sugar just to make it a little bit sweet. So it really is, you know, on that line between breakfast and dessert, which I'm with you. I like to be at that line at all times. And, you know, bind it together with a little flour, throw it in your loaf pan, bake it. It's so simple. You could also make this into muffins if you'd like. And then you can eat it just as is. It's great with, you know, coffee or tea or whatever. But you can also put a little bit extra yogurt and sliced oranges onto each slice to make it just seem like a little bit more special. But, you know, it's using the ingredients you already bought to make it. So it's great. This is also like a great thing to drop off for, I don't know, like maybe a neighbor who's done you a favor or, you know, a friend or something like that. It makes a really nice little gift.
We heard from Janet in Winona, Minnesota, who wants some ideas for things to make for someone who's lactose intolerant and has a wheat allergy. Wow, that narrows things down. I don't know if you specialize in that kind of you know, cooking for people with specific allergies, but Julia, does anything leap to mind?
Oh, for sure. You know, I actually organized in the back of the book, because I know a lot of people live with, you know, whether it's allergies or restrictions of any sort like this. So I actually organized all the recipes in the back of the book so you can look through all the vegetarian recipes, all the gluten-free recipes, you know, all the vegan ones and so on. So tons of ideas. Do you know, is she looking for something sweet or savory, or doesn't matter?
Oh, how about one of each? She dropped off her line. I think we're having some phone trouble. But how about one of each?
Yeah, sure. Happily. So savory, the first thing that comes to mind, I did a recipe for chili in this book that I called the best vegan chili because I really believe it is. And I'll tell you, my best friend recently made it and she didn't tell her husband it was vegan. She just said, you know, we're having chili. And he like loved it. And he was like, this is so good. And then she told him that there was no meat in it. And he like didn't believe her. So I feel like that's a good advertisement if you've never had vegan chili before. It's so simple to make. It's filled with wonderful spices and it's really, really good. And yeah, that includes no wheat, no dairy. So if they're lactose intolerant, no problem. And then for something sweet, what should we do? I would say there's a blueberry crumble recipe in the book, and you can use frozen blueberries for that, which makes it like even easier. And the topping is a mixture of oats and whole wheat flour. So she could just use all oats, just skip the flour. And then you can use, I call for butter, but some people who are lactose intolerant can tolerate that. And if not, they could just use a little coconut oil or olive oil, you know, any fat really. And that would be delicious. It's almost like an oatmeal cookie on top of like blueberry pie filling. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Hope that helps. We're talking to Julia Tershin, author of the new cookbook, Simply Julia, 110 Recipes for Healthy Comfort Food. She's also host of the podcast, Keep Calm and Cook On. Now, you've also got a lot of, I see, dressing recipes in the book, including a go-to with just a few ingredients. Talk about some of your favorite dressings.
Sure. Yeah, I included an entire chapter of really easy, like, salad dressings and just quick little sauces and relishes, because I think that's what sets most really good meals apart from meals that are just okay. You know, it's just like a spoonful of something special. So you mentioned the go-to dressing. This is truly my go-to dressing. You know, that's why I called it that. And it's really easy to remember because it's only four ingredients and you use equal parts of each of these ingredients. So it's olive oil, tahini, soy sauce, and apple cider vinegar. I almost forgot the fourth. And what's great about it being equal parts of each is, you know, you could do a spoonful of each if you're just making, you know, like a salad for yourself, or I don't know, if you're cooking for a huge group of people, you could do it, you know, by the bottle. So it's really easy to scale up or down, and it just goes well on everything. You're eating like a simple salad of just, you know, like lettuce and cucumbers, it's great, but it's also great used as a sauce on something like, you know, roasted chicken or grilled fish. It's great mixed into cooked rice. It's like so versatile. You can keep it in a jar in your fridge, you know, for like a week or probably even a little more than that. Great on roasted vegetables. It's just so good. And you don't have to chop anything. You know, it's all things that are just in bottles or jars in your pantry. So you just whisk them together.
And Julia, you know, we've been focusing a lot on the food, and I think we're all hoping to, you know, be able to have meals together with lots of other humans again fairly soon in our lives. And in case we forgot what we do at these, you included some meaningful conversation prompts to get us started. You know, I feel like I might need some of those when there are other non-nuclear family members around the table with me. What kind of things do you offer up?
Sure. Yeah, this is included in a list of just other sort of helpful lists at the back of the book. And I, you know, when I wrote the book, I had no idea that it would be coming out during, you know, on the year anniversary, basically, of a pandemic. But I found that these questions are useful, not just when you're eating together, but I don't know, if you're on Zoom with your family and you don't really know what to talk about because not much is happening, they're good for that, good for a long car ride. So they're just questions to sort of prompt meaningful conversation, because to me, that's the best part about eating together. So some of the questions include, you know, like, what was your favorite thing to eat when you were growing up? That's a really great question to ask, especially much older people in your life. It always leads to great stories. What else? I ask, you know, for you to ask whoever you're with, to ask them, who's someone you want to write a thank you note to? What would you tell that person? So, you know, big sort of broad questions that apply to everyone, but it leads to really good conversation.
We finally got a caller who made it through our phone system here. Chris is with us in Racine. Chris, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. It came a very good timing because I have a day that needs comfort. And my favorite is macaroni and cheese as a go-to comfort food, and I just use Campbell's food and sharp cheddar cheese and mix it all together with milk and elbow. But do you have a special recipe for macaroni and cheese?
Chris, thanks for that call. Just in our last 30 seconds or so, Julia, give us a great mac and cheese tip.
Sure. I love mac and cheese. There's a recipe in Simply Julia for a ratatouille baked pasta. So you basically roast off a bunch of vegetables on a sheet pan, mix it with some cooked pasta and some cheese. I use ricotta and some mozzarella. And then you put it right back on the sheet pan and bake it so it gets really nice and crispy. So it's sort of a mac and cheese-ish kind of thing with tons of vegetables. So it's a really nice kind of healthy comfort food spin on a pretty classic comfort food.
Thanks for that call. And Julia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really a pleasure.
Julia Tursten is a food writer, host of the podcast Keep Calm and Cook On, and author of several cookbooks. We've been talking about her latest. It's called Simply Julia, 110 Recipes for Healthy Comfort Food. You can find the recipes she shared with us today at WPR.org/Food Friday. There's the sticky chicken. There's those hand pies that sound really good. And then that orange and Greek yogurt cake. That sounds really doable, too.